This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and another live session today. We are proud to welcome into the studio Noah Cyrus. Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. July is the song that we've been playing of yours here for this last month.
I have seen, genuinely, I've had friends send me videos of it on the station all the time.
And in their cars? That's fantastic.
I've definitely seen the love from you guys. I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a great song. One of three standalone singles in 2019. Do you have an album coming soon to put all of this together?
I have something coming soon. I believe it's going to be an EP.
Great.
Yeah, but yeah, it's coming in the new year, early-ish new year. I'm just so indecisive about things. I'm like, what do I call it? I have eight different names. It's like naming a child, I'm sure. I wouldn't know, but...
And it's interesting, and sometimes you can't tell people what it's going to be ahead of time, because if they say, oh, I don't like that, then you have self-doubts.
When you
name a child, you keep that secret.
I know. And having a full team of people, you have a lot of I don't like that. And you're like, oh, that was my cool idea. I thought it was so great.
Well, this is my first time meeting you, and you know, you're the baby in a reasonably large family of music makers, of people that do this for a living. It's funny, on the way to work, I pass this garage, and it says Mac and Sons. And I was thinking about it. Mac's sons probably didn't have much of a choice in life. You know, their family trade was auto repair, and so it makes sense that they're going to grow up and do that for a living. It seems like it would be the same way with you. That's what you know of, you know, of creating and making a living. So it kind of follows that you would be drawn to this business.
Yeah. It definitely, when you put it that way, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But that wasn't like the plan, like at all. Like I wasn't very interested like in making music. I was living riding horses. I wanted to go to the Olympics. I wanted to stay far away from it because as a child, I got only the negative side of it because I wasn't the one doing it. So I only got the negative side of things. I mean, I'm very grateful for the life I have and I would never change it. But there were sides of it that, you know, when you're born into a family like mine, you just have no option for being in the public or, you know, somebody judging you since the age you were born up until whenever it really matters, when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. Those are the years you're growing up and learning how to, like, be yourself.
Sure.
And there's a whole world online telling you what you're not, and you know, there was a really negative side of it, and it definitely took its toll on me. But that's what, you know, when I decided I wanted to make music, I made it for the greater good, and I make music about how that shaped me. I mean, lonely is a great explanation of how my brain has been, and so many times I deal with anxiety and depression, and a lot of that stems from my childhood of growing up the way that I did in such a public family.
Yeah.
But whenever I think of it as a family business, I do think it's really cool when I think back to how me, Miley, Trace, and my dad all have had songs on the Billboard Top 200, and that's a very cool thing for me. Like that's just like
it's
a cool
neat.
That's just like that's a cool I just think that's I don't know. I thought about that last night. I was hanging out with my brother Trace. We were getting tattoos. And I was just thinking like what a cool family.
It's marvelous. And the thing I was struck by this year is your dad enjoying a bit of a renaissance and you know stepping another step forward into the limelight. It's pretty neat. And it's kind of looking at him, it's a reminder that, you know what, I don't have to have it all done in a couple of years. This can be a lifetime vocation. So
yeah, my dad definitely has, you know, he's been my idol since I was a kid, but my dad was nominated for 5 Grammys when Nike Breaky was big.
Wow.
My dad didn't win one of them. And now he's nominated for a Grammy. And to see him get up on that stage, I believe he's going to be up there, but I just, even seeing him nominated makes me so happy. But he's always kind of given me that lesson of, Noah, I was nominated for 5 Grammys, yeah. but it did not matter that, like, I did not win it. Like, the accomplishment of that. So, like, I don't know, seeing his success just kind of go back from where he left off is really cool. But, like, my dad, I don't know, I've seen how the industry can, you know, kind of treat people unfairly. And I think they definitely treated my dad unfairly whenever my dad, you know, was putting out music. And when Achy Breaky was huge, I think country music kind of treated him like shit. And I think they owe him an apology. But
yeah, country music has come a long way.
No hate to country music. I love country music. I'm sure. Not like, no hate to country music, but I just feel like
it's evolved a long way.
I'm just happy my dad's getting his recognition right now, because I've been my dad's biggest fan forever. So like, whenever I see my generation giving my dad the recognition that I give him, it's really cool.
It's nice.
That it's not just my friend's parents anymore. You know, like. You know, so many people, this song has even brought so many people together. I mean, it's the biggest song in the world.
It's huge.
Most played song of all time. So I just think it's brought so many people together. And it's awesome. It like makes me really happy for my dad. My dad's my
Everybody
best
likes
friend.
Old Town Road.
Everybody.
Well, let's talk about your music. Can we hear some?
Yeah, let's get to it. Let's
first song is going to be the one we've been playing here on 88.5 FM, July.
July.
All right, this is Noah Cyrus live on 88.5 FM. This is 88.5 FM, and that was July by Noah Cyrus. We've been playing it a lot. How did you... Leon Bridges seems like such a sweetheart. We've been playing his music for a long time. How was that working relationship? He's on the version that we've been playing.
Yeah, that was kind of like a dream come true. I mean, like, I've been listening to Leon Bridges for a very long time, and And I'm lucky enough that I got the song to him. You know, I'm lucky enough that, like, he listened to the song. I got to perform with him on Jimmy Fallon. Like, it kind of blows my mind because, like, my very first TV performance ever on Jimmy Fallon, I played next to Labyrinth. And that is still one of my biggest accomplishments to this day, is being able to. So I just, like, being able to play with Leon Bridges, and, like, I have so many future, like, features coming out this year that, like, it just blows my mind that, like, this is my life, and, like, that I'm able to perform with these people that, like, I listen to, and, like, I never thought that I would get there. And it really does help me mentally, like, seeing that somebody that I respect so much even considers singing on a song of mine. That's genuinely
awesome. Now, you turned 20 on January 8th. You share a birthday with Elvis Presley, David Bowie, and my daughter Vivian. She'll just be turning 5.
Happy birthday to Vivian.
Thanks. In the song July that you just played, though, the lyrics deal with a, they seem to deal with a dysfunctional relationship.
Very.
And I don't mean this to sound condescending, but your song craft seems mature beyond your 19 years and change at this point.
It's the trauma.
Tell me about where you are as a songwriter now. And do you feel that you are more mature with the things you're dealing with because of the experiences that you've had?
Yeah. I think I had to grow up very quickly. And I think I felt the need to have to grow up very quickly. And also, growing up in this industry, I just learned so many do's and don'ts. And I don't know. I was homeschooled. School was awful. Kids are mean.
Let's double down on something you said a little bit ago. You know, I spent a chunk of my, speaking of my kids, saying no to them about screen time, you know, and trying to keep the influences of the internet and so forth away from them. And you said earlier, you know, reading awful stuff that people spew online and they've been hurtful in the past causes real pain. I want to give you props and say how glad I am that you're not being quiet about this.
Thank you.
You're talking about you know, this meanness that it does exist in a certain part of a certain portion of people that get on the internet. They don't realize they're talking about real human beings, and it's a lack of civility at the very least. I think it's a cancer on our society. So I'm very glad you're talking about that. And you've also been a vocal proponent for mental health and there are so many people, you know, I read about these, you know, Korean pop stars and so forth, and it's so tragic. And I wonder if they hadn't sought some sort of inner peace and some help, some, you know, real help with it. I love that you're being vocal about that, because I think that's a beacon to a lot of people that otherwise might not think of a healthy way to deal with it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying my best to help as many people as possible while I'm struggling myself. So it's an amazing way to, if I can use my platform to help people, and if I can take my anxiety and my depression in a way to relate to somebody out there and help somebody out there, then that's amazing. And that's, like, my calling and my thing to do. And the way that I write my music is so honest, you know. I can't write a song without it meaning something to, like, I have to understand it.
Sure.
And so that's why there's just so much truth in my music, because I think that's what helps people, and that's why I'm so vocal and honest about my anxiety and my depression, because I've been there. Like, whoever's listening, like, I've been there. I've been to the darkest you can be, and I've gotten out of it, you know. And that just really takes a good support system, which I have my family, my management, my friends, like, and I just keep such a, you know, you just have to find those people. I go to therapy. I found if medication is something someone needs and that's what's going to help somebody, then that's what they need. If you don't want that and want an alternative, you do that. But always just going and finding and talking to somebody for help is just way to start.
And you also have your music to I interviewed Warren Zevon one time, and I asked him, your songs are so dark, you know, Werewolves of London and Excitable Boy. There's just, are you a dark person? He's like, not really. I just I put all this stuff into a song and then it's your problem. So I liked his way of describing how music can be, you know, catharsis. It can be a way of working through things. And I think you've kind of alluded to the fact that you did that with the song Lonely. Will you play that for us?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Let's get it.
Noah Cyrus, live on 88.5 FM. This is Lonely.
I'm slowly killing myself. I'm trying so hard at the back of the show. It's just the same every day. Writing these songs that I'll never get played. Get told what's wrong and what's right. I don't have a romantic life. And everyone's dying, so I keep on trying to make them proud for they're gone. Can someone help me? Oh, please someone help me. Oh, I don't care anyone, anything, 'cause I'm so sick of being so lonely.
Five FM in session with Noah Cyrus. That song is called Lonely. It's available online right now, by the way, as is July, the one that you've been hearing here on 88.5 FM. I'm telling you, I'm pretty impressed that you also directed the video for Lonely.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's certainly above and beyond what most artists your age are doing, or even afforded the opportunity to do. Talk about that experience, about directing the video.
Yeah, no, I just had one vision every time I heard the song. But I also had my co-director, Simone. She's an amazing director, and she brought the vision to life. All I just kept seeing was where I kind of felt like, if I could describe my life, I felt like maybe if I'm in a room full of people and just I, in my brain, just feel like nobody paid attention and completely invisible. And that's what I was trying to put into the video. And I also wanted to bring awareness to the LGBTQ community, which is why we have kids that have been part of homeless youth in LA, and families have kicked them out and rejected them, or they've ended up on the streets and from rejection and loneliness because somebody doesn't accept who they are as a person. And I included them in the video because I think that speaks so highly of, like, these are people, like, let them love who they want to love and let them be who they want to be, and don't kick them out. Don't leave these beautiful people on the streets. And so I just really wanted to carry that message into the Lonely music video. And they all did a beautiful job.
Yeah,
it was
well
lovely
done.
To meet all of the kids and hear their stories and talk to them. So
Well, Noah, I'm really impressed with you. You're talking about things that not a lot of people do, and I think you're really brave to be addressing these
things.
Thank
you.
One last question. You mentioned it at the top of the interview. You said this wasn't the plan. If you weren't making music, what was the plan? What did excite you? What might you be doing? Would it be the Olympics? Or what?
I don't think I'd make it to the Olympics. But... No, I'd probably still be like riding horses. I used to compete heavy. I like from age 8 till I like had the option of either being a musician or going professional with riding and becoming a horse trainer. And I was like, I'm good. My horse passed away. So I just like that kind of like, but I love horses. I'm going to Nashville. Saturday, so yeehaw, I'm gonna go ride some horses there.
You got a great horse pin on your jacket there. On the lapel.
Do I?
Yeah, right up here on the lapel.
I literally have so many pins on my jacket that I've already broken two off in the car on the way here.
It's so great to meet you. It's been a pleasure. You walked in this place and threw your arms around me and gave me a big hug. You're a very warm person and a very talented one. Wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Noah Cyrus on 88.5 FM.